This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for joining me here today. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We're in a study of the book of Revelation, verse by verse. We've entered the time right now in the history of the world where there is no greater, more relevant message for me to preach to you other than what will be the sign of your coming and in the end of the age, which is what I'm preaching at church. Now, my church is, well, the Lord's church, where He has me as the shepherd at, is Island Community Church, which is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Here we're in chapter 6. For more information on this ministry, you can go to wgodontheair.net. Also, majoritytext.com is one of my websites where my Bible translation is at. We're on Facebook at WGOD Radio. Likewise, Twitter, the same thing, at WGOD Radio. I encourage you, follow us on that social media, and all these programs are uploaded, as well as the last 5 years of my preaching and teaching programs are uploaded there on the podcast. Now, here this Sunday morning, I'm preaching on the very controversial teaching and doctrine called limited atonement. We've been looking at the sovereignty of God at church, and we've been looking at the acronym TULIP. If you'd like to hear those other programs, the T, total depravity, which no one can deny, and you, unconditional election, that is, God saves you based, and God has elected you, we're predestined you based on no conditions at all, but according to His mercy and His grace. That's what the Word says. Those last two are uploaded on my website or on the Facebook page. But here this week, Sunday morning at 10:30, we're looking at this doctrine called limited atonement. And that will be the subject of my sermon Sunday morning. Look for the podcast here uploaded by Sunday afternoon as well. We're in Revelation chapter 6. We're looking at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Is about where we left off. Chapter 6, verse 1, it says, I saw that the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying, like a voice of thunder, come. And behold, a white horse. All right, now some translations have come and see. So they sort of give the impression that maybe he's talking to John to have a look. But the way that my Bible, now my Bible comes from the majority of all Greek manuscripts that are in existence, not just one or two. Most Greek manuscripts read this way, come. In other words, he's either calling the rider or he's calling the horse. Or both of them. This one of these four living creatures or being is calling this guy. He's calling him, who's been prepared for this day, month, week, and year. He's been standing by, waiting in the wings for an eternity, waiting for this day. When we get to chapter 9, we're going to see four angels that are bound at the great river Euphrates that the Bible says they were prepared for this day, week, month, and year. My advice to you is don't go swimming in the Euphrates River, friend. Stay out of there. I'd rather run into sharks than run into these four angels that are bound up there. But here, he's calling them. Again, verse 1. I heard one of the four living beings saying, like a voice of thunder, come. Verse 2. And behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. All right, so the first rider represents conquest. The first rider brings a false peace. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, it warns us that when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as a woman that with child. And also, he brings covenant peace. Again, Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, speaking of the Antichrist, who now, I believe, that's who this is, riding on a white horse. Revelation chapter 19, we see Jesus riding on a white horse, but this is before the time, you see. This is someone else that's going to come riding in on a white horse, and again, he's going to deceive people into thinking that he's someone that he's not. The Muslims are waiting for their Mahdi, their savior, to come riding in on, guess what? Of course, a white horse. What did Jesus say? What'll be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? Remember what he said? Take heed, be careful, look out, beware, that no one deceives you. For many will come in what? In my name, saying, I am the Christ, ego eimi ho Christos. This guy's going to deceive many. Here he comes, riding in on a white horse, imitating Christ, as the devil always does. He's going to have his own satanic trinity here of him at the head and the Antichrist and the false prophet. Behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow. Notice he has a bow and no arrows. Comes bringing peace, but he's going to conquer. And a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Okay, rider number 2, verse 3. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living being say, come. And another horse went out, fiery red, and it was granted to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth so that they might kill each other. And there was given to him a great sword. Oh, there's lots of places here we could go with this sword. Sword is the picture of Islam, isn't it? The sword. We see it today. They conquer with the sword. That's their emblem, is the sword. They still use it today. The sword. This is the second rider here. The second rider represents war. And he takes away peace. Notice, too, at what happens with the removal of peace. It says, it was granted to him to take peace from the earth so that. You see that? It was granted for him to take peace from the earth so that they might kill each other. And it was given him a great sword. You see what happens when there's no peace? Once you take peace from the earth, this is what happened. This is what happens. Men kill each other. Aren't you grateful for the peace that the Lord Jesus Christ has given you? Think about it, what we have, right? It says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Friend, you and I have the peace that passes all understanding. You know what that means? That means the atheists won't understand it. Unbelievers won't understand it. Those that don't have the Holy Spirit, those that aren't Christians, those that aren't children of God, don't understand it. They don't understand what you have. They don't understand how you can get through these trials. They don't understand how you can love your enemies. They don't understand how you can forgive those that have hurt you or done some horrendous thing, and how you read about it all the time, people forgiving those that committed some terrible crime against them or against their family. And they forgave them. Because they have a peace that passes or surpasses all understanding. No one can understand the peace. You know, let me ask the question, are you looking for peace today? Do you have the peace that passes or surpasses all understanding? You know, that's available for you. You can have the same peace that us Christians have and others have who believe in Jesus Christ and have received him because, well, as it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote this. He said, having been justified by faith. Now, that word justified means to be, well, it's a legal word. And it's the word used when the judge would hear your case, slam down that gavel, look at you in the eye and say these two words to you, not guilty. To be justified means not guilty. But God hears your case, slams down that gavel, looks at you and says, not guilty. Not guilty of what? All of the sins you've committed, all of the evils that you've done. Not guilty. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God officially declares you not guilty because someone else died in your place. This is the Christian faith where it says, and he, that's God the Father, made him, that's God the Son, who knew no sin, to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God declares you not guilty. God forgives you of every sin you've ever committed as you repent them, as you repent of them and confess them to God. He forgives you of all the sins you've committed, and you have peace. You have peace that nobody else has. You have peace that no one can take from you. The IRS can't tax it. The government can't take it. Satan can't take it. No one can take it. No one can. The only thing that can happen to your peace is you can give it up. The peace that passes all understanding can be yours. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ, you know, and not only peace, but it says too that you can escape all these things that are about to come upon the whole earth, as it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Where it says, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, which is going to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. You will not be subject to these, to the wrath of God that's going to come upon this earth. When you receive Jesus Christ, you have peace, your sins will be forgiven, and you have eternal life. You'll have peace with God, finally. Of all the things you've tried to done, all the things you've tried to do in your life for peace. Some people, they divorce their wife thinking they're going to get it. They buy a new boat thinking they're going to get it. They get a perm and think they're going to get it. Or change and make all these outward changes. You see, there's only one way to have peace, my friend. That is to be right with God. That's what's missing in your life. If you don't have peace, it's because you're not right with God. And if you don't have peace, it's because God loves you. And you've got an itch that you just can't scratch. In Italian, they call it agita. It's not going to go away. At least I hope it doesn't go away. When it goes away, if you don't have peace, then you are lost for all eternity. If you've got agita today and if you don't have peace, I encourage you, stop running. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you too will have the peace that passes all understanding that no man or demon can take from you. Now, we'll be back again soon here with a new program. We're in Revelation chapter 6, looking at the four horsemen. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGODontheair.